K-State Nation, this is Eddie Greer, the third host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all thanks K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Happy 4th of July. It is the prime time edition of this podcast, folks. And I was meaning to do it last night, didn't get around to it, so I'm doing it before all the craziness goes on here in the Midwest. Your first time listening, fireworks-wise. I'm talking about. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome aboard to the show. Glad you're able to join us. If you listen to this after the fireworks show or tomorrow, or feel free to listen to the other rest of the podcast that I've been posted over the last, almost 2 months now. Just getting into the flow of things now here in Kansas City, Missouri, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw in our Podbean channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is where you're going to find all of the bonus content throughout the summer leading up to football season. Of course, we'll have Alex on, Alex Aiden, my co-host, out there in San Diego, California next week. So since this is holiday week, figure, you know, let's push it back another. And we will definitely feverishly get into the position players for K-State here in 2024. Speaking of which, damn. K-State, no players. Now, I mean none. That's a good transition. None players in the preseason team when it came out this week. I believe it came out on Tuesday when the 2024 preseason all Big 12 teams were announced. There are no K-Staters on this list. None. And I probably should check the number two team, but obviously this is only first team here with, of course, who I'm looking at right now, Shador Sanders, Colorado. Obviously, Colorado reunited with the Big 12, along with three other new teams into the Big 12 there as well. Could you make a case for at least someone on this K-State team? Maybe an Austin Moore, probably. On the defensive side, offense, I don't have the depth chart in front of me right now. This is going to be Avery Johnson. I mean, but this is going to be his first full year, so he didn't get all the snaps like last year. He was sharing the snaps with Will Howard, so no, that's a no there. But maybe Ollie Gordon second. Yeah, that's reasonable. Taj Brooks, yeah. That's really tough. See, you're dealing with all these other teams, got good talented players on this team, and I think this is our first time in a long-ass time, and probably the first time since I've been involved with K-State, that there are no players from the K-State team on that roster. Now, again, and I've said this regularly on this podcast, you know, wide receiver group, underperforming, offensive line kind of going through a little bit of a transformation. No more Cooper Beebe on that list. Oh, speaking of which, not Cooper Beebe, but Hadley Panzer. Could you make a case for him? Maybe. I mean, looking at this offensive lineman, Arizona, Jonah, Suviana. Sorry, I butchered your last name. Luke Kendra, Cincinnati. Maybe you get a comrade for him. Dalton Cooper, two Oklahoma State players on the O-line. Wyatt Millam, West Virginia, Tyler Loop, that's a special teams player. Sorry, my bad on that one. Yeah, so really hard to get in here and in the defensive side. KU has two players on the defensive side of the ball in the defensive backfield as well, but no K-State players on here. And looking at, I don't think K-State, now again, I'm recording this a little bit before all the fireworks show happens, so I don't know. Again, obviously Travis Hunter, Colorado on that list. Yeah, Jeremiah Cooper, Iowa State. Yeah, I think not all the teams are represented on this list. So K-State ain't the only one on this list, but yeah, it's been a minute since I've been involved with K-State sports. I'm a K-State alum that K-State has nobody there on that list. So, from what I've heard from the players, they didn't care. And that's the K-State way of And that is the K-State way. Don't care, don't how. You gotta win football games, right? Gotta win more football games, right? This team's coming off of a Pop-Tarts Bowl win the postseason last year against NC State. And you got a chance to do something, right? So, I just find, am I shocked about it? No. To be quite honest with you, no. I mean, A.B. Johnson, I mean, look. All the hype and everything else, we have covered it on this podcast, along with many other the K-State podcasts that y'all listen to, right? Okay? Like I said it in a podcast a couple weeks ago or recently that he's going to he's going to have to take his game to the next level. If K-State, and oh, by the way, K-State, we'll do deep dive in this either this weekend or the beginning of next week. K-State, second. Preseason second. So despite, that's so funny that this a team that's preseason second in the Big 12, the new look Big 12 with all these teams in here, with nobody representing K-State on the all conference team list. Now, you probably would have said maybe second team, maybe, but this is, I'm just looking at the first team right here, right now. So, I mean, that's just mind-boggling. But hey, I mean, look, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The two deep for this K-State team this year looks better than I originally thought going in. I have said this majority of times. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, here on this 4th of July, Thursday. Eddie Greer, third-year host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Yeah. Look. And again, we're going to do deeper analysis starting next week. Quarterback position. Yeah, A.B. Johnson, all the noise surrounding him, right? Running back, wide receivers have been underperforming. And if you take, look, Chase Brown, the savior of that wide receiver group, you're hoping. The transfer, Penn State transfer, Cephas. I heard some good things about him. Some other people need to step up to the plate. You know, the offensive lineman again lost some big key clogs in that offensive line, kind of going through a change in that. Defensively, you're looking pretty good there. Of course, it helps when you have Austin Moore, like I talked about earlier, Brennan Mott coming back. The team D-line looks pretty good. There's some names I haven't told y'all on this podcast that I haven't named that are pretty freakish as well. The linebacker, they have a transfer from there. And of course, the back end looks, the names look solid. Marquise Siegel is there at Las Vegas. Big 12 Media Days. He needs to take a step forward this year. Parrish, he's solid. Keenan Gardner, and I know I'm forgetting one or other person there along those lines. So, look, I mean, if K-State in their schedule, we've gone over this, and we'll go over it again as we get even closer to K-State football season, August 31st against Tennessee Martin. look, man, I mean, that's funny. It's funny, but am I pissed off about it? Hell no, absolutely not. That these guys are blue collar workers. K-State, the K-State way, hardworking, you know, ain't all about yourself. Go out there, do your thing, do what's best for the team. Go out there, work hard. Chris Kleiman, head coach of this football team. You know what you gotta do. Go out there and hey. I think the preseason ranking, I think it fits. I think it fits, to be honest with you. Top four, at least top four. So it fits. It fits. Now, again, the expectations, look, they keep getting raised and raised. And I don't know, for some reason, I feel pretty, at least, where's my confidence meter on this team? I would probably say 7 and 8. It's between 7 and 8 on this team right now. So we just got to get. Again, you got to take care of your own business. You got to go on the schedule. You're hard to get. You avoid Utah on the schedule, but you got to go to BYU, what, right? Colorado, and a couple other places. West Virginia, yep, me and one of them. Houston, got to go there. I don't think they're going to be much of a threat, but again, we'll just have to see how these teams look in the beginning of the season to really gauge. But I think, look, if these guys play the way they're supposed to be playing, yeah, they don't worry about no all conference because they all said the same. They all said the same thing. They don't give a damn about the all conference team. They want to win football games. That's what you're there for. Win football games. That's the most important. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, that's the other thing that we will go through the preseason ranking. K-State picked second in preseason second. So, and for all it is, you know, Utah, K-State, I know we're recording this on the 4th of July, they could meet in the Big 12 championship game. I know I hate to put the cart before the horse. I hate to do that. But Utah has been solid in the football. And they recently hired a successor for after Kyle Whittingham retires. That long-time head coach over at Utah built a solid program. You know, Cincinnati, they're going to be – they've been always been good. You can't count them out. BYU, that's going to be tricky up there out west in Provo. So, yeah. So, we got more things to worry about besides that. But I kind of find it funny that K-State has no play. Well, I haven't checked the second team. Did they make a second team? I have no idea. But anyway, at least his first team here, nobody from K-State made it. So that's what we're talking about here to put a pin on this 4th of July episode of Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content here. First week of July, folks. Can't believe it already. Again, you want more Wildcat bonus coverage? Download Podbean, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, podcast. Download it right now and check out the latest bonus content there. You're looking for PPPW podcast, jumbled on with along with my other podcast there, which I just got done earlier today with another race, which treated as a training run for a big, 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 big race coming up in October. Can't wait for that and can't wait for football season to get here as well as K-State football continues to get ready to get themselves right for the 2024 season. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. And, of course, yes, Pearl Project Podcast. Of course, I've been talking about the Podbean. Pearl Project Podcast, the main channel, on wherever you get your podcasts, like 3Mon, Go Power Cat, I Give It Outcast, you know what it is, Apple, iTunes, Player FM, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So we'll be talking to you again tomorrow. I don't know what topic it's going to be, but we'll have more coverage coming tomorrow. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.